ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be.
Hello, my friends. Lord, it seems like it has been a minute since I've seen ya. Hopefully Facebook works with me here. I see we have some new features that I'm excited about, and hopefully they work well. So I'm broadcasting live from my local library. Hopefully the signal lasts and does not kick me off like it did right before I went on. Maybe if Facebook is nice, it'll share this out and let you know that I'm live. If you happen to watch the replay, say hey. If you're watching live, there's this feature I just discovered. Thanks, Facebook. Where you can rewind me live. OMG, I'm so excited to play with that on other people's lives, I guess. I am Dr. AJ Austin. Hey, y'all. Welcome if this is our first time meeting. I know the days that I jump on here with lint on my shirt and a ball cap on is when y'all want to tell me you watching me on the big screen with your surround sound act crazy. So I'm going to try to keep it tame, but not really. Hello, Coach Michelle Green. So I am founder of BlackLifeCoachCertification.com. If you're live here, you see it in your link. You can click it, hopefully. If not, jot it down on a piece of paper. Take a look. It's our one-day Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification self-study system where we have graduated a roster of almost, we're reaching our what we call original 100. But altogether, we have a roster of almost 200 coaches. Half have trained with me live here in Atlanta. The other half online since the panorama, aka the pandemic. And I'm showing up for you, future Black women, Christian certified life coaches who want to come train with me. And you've been waiting on your moment. Maybe you've been expecting an invitation. Girl, this is your invitation. Click the link in the comments, blacklifecoachcertification.com. Come train with us. We do have one spot available for a scholarship. And no, it won't all be free, but it'll be deeply discounted if you reach out and let me know you want it today. We are setting aside some funds for you. So if you're super serious, I would love to have you in training. We just graduated 4 coaches. They drove me crazy because they all finished around the same time. And so we got their certificates and their graduation. And it was a lot. So here I am live with you going over things that I wonder if you are wondering. If you're here live, what's your biggest question about getting certified? If you're not already certified, or if you're already a certified life coach, what's that one thing that you want to know about getting recertified? Like maybe there was something that was on your mind going into certification that was never answered years ago, months ago, weeks ago, whenever you completed your certification. I would be happy to answer that question. Today's live is centered around the topic or the theme of, are you qualified to get certified as a Black woman Christian certified life coach? So again, welcome. I'm Dr. AJ Austin. I won't be before you long. I'm popping in here. I'm supposed to be on another training. And I wanted to come share and say hey to y'all first. So say hey when you come in the room. Let me see ya. And let's just chat a quick recap. I have several trainings coming up, including our one-day Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System over at blacklifecoachcertification.com. You can come train with us. We have one scholarship available right now that'll give you a deep discount on your tuition for certification. So you put some on it, we'll put some on it. Hello, Tamika Cousins. How are you? Tamika, what's your question about getting certified? I want to answer that live if you have one. Because there are no qualifications to getting certified. I tricked y'all. I got you here. Clickbait. You're welcome. So I say that because people ask me frequently, do I have to have my life together, Dr. AJ Austin, before I get certified? Do I need a degree before I get certified? Do I need a background in psychology or counseling before I get certified? What are the qualifications of becoming a certified life coach? So life coaching is a ministry. And with me working specifically with Black Christian women, the ministry is marvelous in the marketplace. You get paid money to be who you already are. And so the qualification, the prerequisites, shall I say, if we're talking like college terms, what do you need to have before you get registered, is a heart to serve. And if you're here, you already got it because you clicked to be nosy to see what I'm talking about. Like, let me see if I qualify. You've been wondering. And all you have to want to do is to help people, but help people. Not necessarily come in and share your opinion or give advice or tell people what they coulda, shoulda, oughta, woulda did. If they was you, you woulda did this. You're not here to parent. You're not here to lead somebody through life. Life, that is not life coaching. Life coaching is this sweet little thing we call question asking. If you know how to ask really good, powerful questions in a way that makes people say, you know, I never thought about it like that. You would make a great life coach. And I'm here to show you how to do it. So check out blacklifecoachcertification.com. Come join us if you want the scholarship that'll give you some insight into the industry. It's going to help you deeply discount the regular tuition. And you put some in, we'll put some in, you get certified. Because it's going to help you hone in on those skills. So sometimes people say, you know, isn't certification just a piece of paper? It is a piece of paper, and it's a piece of paper that's backed by skills that prove it's like your receipt, your literal receipt. I've invested in this training. I've invested in the knowledge. I've learned this skill, and I know what I'm doing. So when I show up to my sessions with the 125 plus essential coaching questions that I learned from Dr. AJ Austin and the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, over at blacklifecoachcertification.com. Y'all gonna be like, oh, she's a real good coach. All those questions are included in your manual. So some people say, Dr. AJ, do you tell us what to say in our coaching session? And I kind of don't, but I kind of do. So we have coaching activities. If you've never experienced coaching for yourself, oh my goodness, what are you waiting on? That's a part of our certification as well. You get to coach and be coached through a self-study system at your own pace. Nobody's breathing down your neck saying, hurry up, hurry up. Hello, Reverend. How are you? Thank you for sharing the link with me yesterday. I forgot to click it again today. I have to go back and check out the replays. So Carla's one of our coaches, Coach Reverend Carla Elder Minister, all the names. One of our newly certified life coaches, should I say fairly new, because we got some new, like last week new coaches as well, who said yes to their ministry, who invested in their certification, who trained and got the knowledge and skills to go with that piece of paper. And now they can conduct coaching sessions that'll make people be like, you know what, you real good at this. And it scared you a little bit. Because you feel like they in your business, they reading your journal. And people have asked me, they're like, when you ask me questions, when you coach me, when you train me, I feel like you read my journal. And that's how it should be. You should be relatable and be equipped to ask really good questions. Yay, 1 year in. So we have a growing roster of coaches from all over the world. We've lately been getting calls from Canada. So we are becoming more and more international. We do have coaches in other countries as well, but we're trying to reach all the four corners of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, right, coach? So this is one form of ministry where, yes, Christianity comes up, the Bible, Jesus, the blood, church, prayer. What am I missing? Shouting, speaking in tongues, prophecy, anointing, calling, the gift, What else am I missing? Church folks, help me out. We talk about church. It's in the coaching program. That's why it's the Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification Self-Study System. And we work with Black women specifically because we Black and we can do that. Let me see. This is rolling. I wish Facebook still had that feature that lets me blow up the comments so I can see them real big in addition to my glasses. Coach Carla says, I interviewed last week and they asked about continuing education. I was proud to say I am a certified professional life coach. I got to say it with some sass and pizzazz. Yes, coach. Congratulations on your title, honey. Because she's like, I had to say that with pride. I am a, she yelling too in all caps, I am a certified professional life coach. And that's a fun part of our training as well, choosing your title, those letters that's going to come after your name. You know, we like letters, you know, make us look important, feel a little fancy. What I love, and God told me this years ago before I was even certifying 200 plus almost coaches. I was in Target one day, y'all, about to go to the food court. I used to love their popcorn. Y'all remember the food court at Target? They had some good popcorn and some good pretzels and some ices. I want one now. I'm getting hungry. I was headed to the food court to go sit. And I think I was listening to a podcast. And God just whispered as I walked across Target, you sell confidence. I was like, confidence? What am I gonna do with confidence, Jesus? How did it work? Yeah, the pizza. Nachos. Look, don't get me started. And I said, God, how do I sell confidence? But now I know. He took me back to when I was literally sleeping on the cold basement floor of a church member. I was homeless. I would have been sleeping in my car if they wouldn't have given me their basement floor. And they had a bathroom in that basement. And one day I went to go do my hair in the bathroom mirror and God whispered, I'm going to give you your confidence back. And I'll never forget that moment. This was like 2005, 6. Here we are all these years later. And I still remember that. So that whisper, when I was going through, thinking, did God forget about me? Is this it? Does life end here? This can't be all. I know I'm called for more, Jesus. He met me in the bathroom where he knew I would be by myself, in my head, open heart, open spirit, like, lead me, Father. And he did. So combine that with the stroll years later through Target, and he re-whispered the word confidence. And I still was like, God, what does that mean? How do I sell that? You know, what does that look like? And I also had flashbacks to when I was, again, going through. I would lock myself in my own bathroom and just imagine myself anywhere but there. And he would show me groups of ladies. I didn't know these ladies, but we would just sit in a circle and talk. And I was leading the ladies. And I said, who are these ladies? And what are we talking about, Jesus? And he kept showing me that vision for years. So you got two whispers of confidence. I'm going to give you your confidence back. Whisper of you sell confidence while you eating your slushy, drinking your slushy, eating your popcorn and pretzel. And then the ladies that he would show me. And here we are all these years later. We are now what's known as the ladies of legacy. All 200 almost of us. And it's so exciting because now I know who these ladies were sitting in this group in my prophetic visions, locked in the ladies' room. As Coach Carla said, a meeting in the ladies' room. And he gave me the official title this year of the leading lady of legacy. And the confidence piece comes when coaches like Coach Carla show up and say, I am now proud to boldly profess that I am a Black woman Christian certified life coach, and she has trained with me. That was the confidence that I was selling, that God was giving back to me. So my confidence increases every time our coaches graduate and complete the program, write their books, get on podcasts, host their own webinars and workshops. We got some reality TV show stars. We have authors. Y'all, I'm sitting here near tears now thinking how he has manifested this thing over all this time. And I still get the privilege and pleasure to show up before you today, extending the right hand of fellowship to you. Is it your time to get your confidence back, girl? Because coaching will do it for you, honey. If you want to instill confidence in others, Lord have mercy. It's such an eye-opener to see the work that coaching can do in the lives of those you've been called to serve. So if you've ever had a vision like me, if God ever called you to the throne room and told you or showed you his plans for your life and you know it involves coaching, I want to invite you to head over to blacklifecoachcertification.com right now and snap up that scholarship spot that's going to give you a deep discount off regular tuition. Because if you're going to do it, why not do it, you know, with a seed in the ground? You know, we're sowing back into you just to say welcome to the ladies of legacy. And when you graduate, girl, you'll know everything I'm talking about. You'll be like, Dr. RJ was right. That's how y'all do me. Or I'll talk to some of our coaches. They'll say, I heard you sitting on my shoulder saying, you know, what would Dr. AJ say? So I'm the little angel coach sitting on our coach's shoulders once they graduate. Yes, Coach Carla says, invest in yourself. It is an investment that goes beyond money, honey. The money is, that's why I'm meeting you where you are, because we are like, just get started. If you've ever been curious or if people have been telling you and confirming that vision God has given you, that coaching is for you because you're a great listener or you're the prayer partner slash prayer warrior that everybody calls and texts or interrupts during the day to talk to, coaching just might be your calling. It's a gift. It's an anointing. And it takes all of that to keep going too. I ain't gonna act like it's all roses, because I was talking to one of our coaches today, Coach Eva, if you watch this video, hey girl. We were talking just before I left home today. And that's what we were talking about, just the gift of coaching and how it can expand to your client's life and to see them go from where they were to where you can help them get as a coach. It's amazing what coaching can do. So I love it. It's a self-discovery process that you can, put over into the lives of those that you've been called to impact. So if you're here and you know coaching is a part of your calling and your anointing, put it in the comments. Let me see you. Talk to me real quick. Facebook is looking real fancy. I'm looking forward to my next Leaders Network call with them. We just had a call last week and it went really well. I get to talk with a rep from Facebook one-on-one a couple times throughout the year and share what I'm loving about the platform. And I didn't know they had snuck some new features. I used to use, I don't know if they switched it back, but I got a real fancy version of Facebook. I just discovered when I opened up the app today. So I'm loving it, being a part of their Leaders Network and staying connected with you guys through social media, because I think without social media, you probably wouldn't know who I was, okay? So I'm definitely jumping on here. So Boss Mom is my college roommate's brand. We both went to Clark Atlanta University here in Hot Atlanta, Georgia. Her name is Aaliyah Muhammad, and she is Boss Mom Nation. So she recently did a big promotion, and I bought everything she had. And we're laughing because I'm not a mom, I'm auntie. So I'm like, you need to make Boss Auntie gear. But I got a sweatshirt, t-shirt, hat, and they're really quality products. I'm so proud of my roommate. I still call it my roommate. She got pregnant in college. And so of course her son is one of my nephews and he just had a baby. And I'm like, Lord, we grandparents. So we talked recently. So this is her brand, Boss Mom Nation. So y'all support my roommate. I love her to death. So yeah. So when y'all see me sport this, this is one of my best fitting hats. So that's what that is. I was like, people in passing probably like, oh, she a mom. I'm an auntie. I support my roommate and my grandbaby. Act like I done birthed somebody. Yes, I'm definitely rich auntie. I was talking to one of my brothers last week, my blood brother. He has 5 kids and he showed me pictures of the kids and everybody growing up. I can't keep up with everybody. Then I got my coaches with y'all kids and I just call everybody nephew because most of y'all got boys, which I love boys too. I love some little chunky black chubby boys. I love boys. So, I got a lot of nephews. I got one niece. No, two. One is a twin. I always paired them together. So, these are my blood nieces and nephews. I can't keep up with them. So, it's a lot. But I love it. I love that we are connected and in a community of other Christian coaches and holding each other accountable for showing up in our calling. Because we know life does get busy. Y'all are raising families and got booze and businesses. Babies, booze, and businesses, okay? So, yes, I love it. So my job as your Master Life Coach Certification Trainer is also to be the auntie to your business. And I tell some of our coaches that in our Come to Jesus talk. Like, I'm going to call you or I'm going to email you or I'm going to inbox you here on Facebook and say, how to business. That's code for how to babies. That's code for have you done what you're supposed to be doing in your coaching business today. And that's what I was telling Coach Eba today in our private Facebook group of Our Ladies of Legacy, which is what you become when you come get certified with us and join us over at blacklifecoachcertification.com. We have about 50 plus Ladies of Legacy in our private Facebook group. And then I run another Facebook group called Future Black Life Coaches. And we got about 700 plus of those. And I have individual conversations. So I got a lot of chat boxes open at any moment. But everybody think it's just me and them talking. So I'm talking to y'all who are already certified. I'm talking to our future Black Life Coaches who were part of that original confidence vision of women I was talking to and didn't know who they were. I'm talking to you babies, my nieces and nephews all over the world. I got a big family virtually, okay? It's never a dull moment. I always got somebody to talk to. And then there are those of you, Carla, and about three more people. You started something. You put something in the atmosphere that want to come to Atlanta and be like, I'm in your city. And I'm like, girl, I'm in my bed. I can't come meet y'all every time y'all come to my city. Somebody did that today. I do not be out the house. I be in the bed. So tell everybody I said, hey, okay? I'll be like, I can't do it. Plus, I'm booked and busy online already, being pulled in different directions. But I am blessed and highly favored to be able to walk in this anointing. So I love that y'all think of me, though. When you come here, you better send a text message and a pigeon and knock on my door and be like, hey, girl. I'll be like, hey, I'm going to go take a nap. Bye. But I love y'all, and I love that you know that I'm here. Like, I'm a real person behind the camera. I'm a real person behind the calls. And if we have to jump on the phone, we can. Unless I'm planning a live event here in Atlanta or you coming to hear me speak, it's very, very, very low chances that you'll see me in person. I'm an introvert. Let me be introverted, right? Yes, you are special, Carla. You are specially invited to call me anytime in my DMs or send me a message. Girl, it's too many of y'all now. 2015, we was just getting started. We ain't in 2015. There's too many of y'all. I can't play, you know, one. Oh, Lord. You know, girl, y'all ain't finna be in talking about host a live event. You know what? Y'all ain't about to make me tired, run me ragged, him. Well, I love you guys. Carla, thank you for hanging out. It's always a pleasure to see you here. We're going to do some networking with our coaches soon because y'all need to chat more online as well. I'm bringing y'all into my world. My introverted world is online. So, you're on a plane to Atlanta. Just wave. I can see you from here. You literally fly over my house on one exit from the airport. So, just do like this. Me and Dr. AJ breathing the same air. She probably ain't coming out the house today. She probably got a meeting today, which, by the way, let me go because I'm supposed to jump back on this train and I forgot all about it. I'm going to jump on here, then I'm going to head home. I'm sitting in a study room in my local library. I'm glad I got out, though. I met a new business connection and got invited to an event with local businesses here in my hometown. Well, it's not my hometown, but it's where I live. And so I'm excited about that. So God be knowing what he be doing. Like, let me get her out the house today. So glad I left because I might have some new events and resources to bring y'all soon. So If you're not one of our coaches, again, I extend the invitation and I invite you to visit blacklifecoachcertification.com. Feel free to reach out to me here in the inbox, or you can send me an email to aj@thebossof.me if you're interested in our scholarship that'll give you a reduced tuition. This offer will not be on the table all day and day every day. So if you listening in 2032, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Y'all have a phenomenal rest of your day. Until we meet again, my friends, remember, there's someone somewhere. They're waiting on you to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. Because it's when you let your own light shine, you're giving others permission to do the same. And when you impact one life, you impact generations. Are you ready to impact the generations that I'm sure God has shown you or will soon in your vision? Head over to blacklifecoachcertification.com and I'll see you soon. Again, I'm Dr. AJ Austin. God bless. Bye, future Black Life Coach.
Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black Woman Christian Certified Life Coaching training needs.